Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies left and pitch. Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park as we get set for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 59-52. They are 21-25 in the second half. The Modesto Nuts coming with a record of 61-49. They are 20-26 in the second half. And the Grizzlies have won 3 of the first 4 games of this 6-game series. They will look for a series win tonight. But yesterday, Modesto getting the best of Fresno, halting their 4-game overall winning streak, their 6-game home winning streak, and their 6-game winning streak against Modesto. The Grizzlies falling 5-2 in last night's contest. The Grizzlies had an RBI double from Aiden Longwell, an RBI single from Juan Castillo. The Grizzlies, a very tough night on offense as Modesto, great job by their pitching staff. The Grizzlies had an okay start from Cannon Handy. The bullpen, though, outstanding. Jake Madden, specifically, 5 batters faced. 5 batters retired with a pair of punch-outs. A great outing as well, too, for Yonsel Correa. Another scoreless inning, which included a Brad Cumbis missile from left field to end the inning as he got a double play at the plate. The Grizzlies, though, looking to get back on track tonight after last night's 5-2 loss as they'll give the ball to right-hander Brian Mena, an 0-1 record, a 6.30 ERA. Mena, his 4th start with Fresno since being promoted from the ACL. On the other side, Modesto gives the ball to right-hander Tyler Goff, the 21-year-old, a 6-3 record, a 4.26 ERA. Tyler Goff, one of the few pitchers remaining on this Modesto staff that has faced the Grizzlies a handful of times. So it should be a great pitching matchup between Tyler Goff and Brian Mena, a 21-year-old versus a 20-year-old here in downtown Fresno. Tonight as well is Pro Wrestling Night, featuring an appearance by Kurt Angle, presented by California Armenian Home. Kurt Angle is here. He is signing autographs, a VIP session currently going on right now out in our Australia Club in left field. And tonight should be a lot of fun as the Grizzlies look for a series win here at Chuck Chancey Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with one of the Grizzlies' newcomers, 2024 draft pick out of LSU, left-hander Justin Lohr, joined us on the pregame show. Justin Lohr from Minnesota. We talked about his favorite player growing up. We also talked about his ties to Minnesota and then, of course, his 2 college stops, Xavier and then LSU, where he was drafted with fellow LSU Tiger and current Fresno Grizzly right-hand pitcher Fidel Ulloa. And, of course, the duo now both here with the Grizzlies. And it was great catch-up with Justin Lohr. Great energy. And I know you guys will enjoy our pregame interview. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with Justin Lohr. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Justin Lohr. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first, tell the fans where you're from and where your love for baseball started.
Yeah, so I'm from a place where most baseball players don't come from, the state of Minnesota, in a small city, you know, south of the Twin Cities called Lakeville. I grew up playing, every sport that you could possibly think of. Played 4 different sports throughout high school. And I just love baseball the most. I had the most fun, playing. You know, as soon as you step between the lines, all your problems go away. You know, that homework assignment that you're dreading, you know, you totally forget about it. And, that's kind of what I love the most about the game, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, of course, being from Minnesota, did you go to Twins games growing up? Maybe did you have a Twins fandom?
Of course. My favorite pitcher was Joe Nathan. He was a great closer for the Twins back in the day. I actually got to meet him on a visit at Tennessee about a year ago. It was pretty cool. But, yeah, I live about 20 minutes from the stadium, so I grew up going to games.
Well, Joe Nathan used to play for the Fresno Grizzlies, part of one of the first teams here in Fresno. So, fun fact, he was actually a starter when he was with the Grizzlies. So, a little bit of some fun fact for you right there. Great guy to watch. Now, of course, then, going to high school, you played a couple different sports, as you mentioned, which included soccer and baseball. Talk about your time in high school.
Yeah, I played my freshman year. I played hockey, played soccer, played football, and then obviously baseball as well. I was a forward in soccer, and I translated over the football field as a kicker and a punter.
Wow.
Pre-game, we were out here. I hit a couple punts in pre-game. I think we took Modesto's football over there. Don't tell them that.
But, nope.
Yeah, so I played a bunch of different sports. I just my thing is be an athlete.
And, absolutely.
You know, a lot of kids are starting to play, one sport and specializing too early, and I was the complete opposite of that.
Well, that always helped you because then the next step went to college where you went to Xavier. Talk about your time in the Big East and playing for the Musketeers.
Yeah, some of my favorite baseball I've ever played. You know, we had a great team, great culture. Everybody was playing for the team, and, no matter who, how you played that day, you just – all you cared about was winning. And, we were a really good team, really old team, especially my sophomore year. Ended up winning the Big East Championship and then going to the National Regional and eliminating Vanderbilt. And that was a great experience. I absolutely loved my time there.
It's crazy to think about because Xavier is really good at basketball, but that year that you talked about where you guys made it to the tournament and winning the championship, the Big East is something that Xavier will not forget for a long time. But I did want to ask, did you go to any basketball games?
Yes, I did. We didn't get any priority, ticketing or anything. So people would actually line up, about 12 hours before the game outside the stadium. It was a really big deal. So I went to a few games, nothing too crazy. I don't mind, sitting back with some of my boys on the couch and watching the game, but I went to a few games. You have to experience the atmosphere.
Absolutely. Now, of course, then you transferred to LSU, where you're part of one of the best college baseball programs ever. Talk about playing for the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, I went there because I wanted to play in the biggest atmospheres and the biggest games, and I did that. It was amazing playing in front of 8,000 to 10,000 every single night. It might be a Tuesday night, but there's still 5,000 or 6,000 in the stands, and it was unbelievable getting to play in some of the best atmospheres in college baseball, and the program is amazing, and it was a great experience.
Of course, when you go to LSU, you want to get to a College World Series. You want to get to the postseason. Now, of course, it was halted a little bit earlier than you wanted, but talk about being able to be the guy that pitched almost every time for LSU, especially down against North Carolina.
Yeah, Vance Honeycutt had our number. That's why he was a first-rounder, but yeah, that was a pretty cool experience, just getting to pitch in that atmosphere. I think it was 50-50 in terms of fans of LSU and North Carolina, so that's just, says to how amazing our fans were and, how well that we traveled. But, yeah, it was a really cool experience. That's why I went to LSU to, play in those type of atmospheres, and it was worth it.
And, of course, it gave you an opportunity then to get drafted to pro baseball. Did you know maybe the Rockies were thinking about drafting you?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. The scout, Zach Zuehle, was – very adamant about how much he liked me, and they called me a couple times in day two, and I thought I was maybe going to go in the 10th round, and it didn't happen. But I was this is an organization that I really want to be a part of. I have grandparents that live in Arizona, so I knew I wanted to be drafted by a team in Arizona, and Scottsdale's a great city. It's a little bit expensive, I learned that in the last month or so, but it was definitely a spot that I wanted to end up being in, and me being able to sink the ball plays well in altitude, so I was excited that if somebody can do it, I believe I can.
And of course, then you get drafted with a teammate as well too, in Fidel. Talk about how cool it is knowing that you guys are going through the same process together.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I called him actually going into day three of the draft and was like, hey, the Rockies might take me here or whatever. He was over the moon. Me and Fidel had a great relationship at LSU. We were really good friends. We weren't roommates, but we were really, really good friends. And I think if I could have you know, knowing everybody going into LSU, I would have picked Fidel as a roommate. He's one of the most organized and well put together people that I've ever met. Great teammate, and yeah, I couldn't be happier that I ended up on the same, you know, roster as him.
And you're right, same roster, because now you're here in Fresno. Talk about how the past week and a half has been for you.
Yeah, I think I mentioned to you before this, me and Fidel were pretty adamant that we wanted to, you know, get sent to an affiliate and pitch here in the back half of the season. And no, it's awesome. I love everybody here. The teammates are, you know, my teammates are awesome. Sitting down in the bullpen, getting to know everybody, getting to, you know, get the inside scoop on, you know, how to be a pro. And it's been great. You know, we met the team in Cucamonga, and it was great out there. It's, you know, just good to get a couple outings under my belt. And yeah, it's been great so far.
Now, of course, the Rockies fans are still getting to know you. So can you tell the Rockies fans what to expect from the future in Justin Lohr?
Yeah, I think I got a lot of room to grow. I'm a big frame, but I still have, you know, I can put on some muscle, put on some weight, gain some velocity. But I kind of come from that weird slot, almost like Chris Sale-like. And, yeah, just either a starter or a dynamic reliever down the stretch. I'm looking forward to helping the team at the next level.
Well, we can't wait to see what happens for your future. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
Of course.
And we thank Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Justin Lohr for joining us on the pregame show, one of the four 2024 draft picks to join us this year as the Grizzlies getting set for Saturday Night Baseball against the Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park as we get set for game 5 of 6 between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Again, a big thank you to Justin Lohr for joining us on the pregame show as the Grizzlies get set for battle, looking for a series win tonight. With that being said, let's give you the starting lineup of the visiting Modesto Nuts, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Modesto, winners of the California League North Division first half. They are 61-49 overall, 20-26 in the second half, led by manager Zach Vinci. Here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing DH, number 15, Carlos Jimenez. Batting second, shortstop, number 7, Ty Pete. Batting third in center field, number 25, Carson Jones. Batting fourth, the third baseman, number 10, Luis Swiespel. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 9, Charlie Pagliarini. Batting sixth is the left fielder, number 8, Ricardo Cova. Batting seventh, right fielder, number 22, Anthony Donofrio. Batting eighth is the catcher, number 13, Junior Gonzalez. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 4, Carter Dorigi. And on the bump tonight for Modesto, right-hander, number 12, Tyler Goff. Once again for Modesto will be Jimenez, Pete Jones, Swiespel, Pagliarini, Cova, Donofrio, Gonzalez, Dorigi, and Goff on the bump. As your Fresno Grizzlies getting ready to take the field tonight, your Grizzlies starting lineup presented by Toyota, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies, 59-52 overall, 21-25 in the second half, 6 games back of the San Jose Giants for the second half standings with 20 games left to play. Led by reigning California League Manager of the Year Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. At first base, number 20, Aiden Longwell. Batting second, the DH, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Andy Perez, the shortstop, he will bat third, followed by third baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Felix Tanner, the right fielder, he will bat fifth, followed by the left fielder, Jason Hinchman, he will bat sixth. And at the bottom of the lineup, the catcher, Darius Perry, bats seventh. Tevin Tucker, the second baseman, bats eighth. And batting ninth, center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And on the bump tonight for the Fresno Grizzlies, right-hander number 5, Brian Mena. As let's head down to the field for tonight's national anthem. A beautiful national anthem to get us set for Saturday night baseball. We just gave you the Grizzlies starting lineup. Let's give it to you again for the Toyota starting lineup. Under manager Steve Solis, Aiden Longwell, Braylon Wimmer, Andy Perez, Luis Mendez, Felix Tena, and Jason Hinchman, Darius Perry, Tevin Tucker, and Caleb Hobson. With Brian Mena on the bump tonight as your Fresno Grizzlies get ready for battle. Right-hander Brian Mena getting ready. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Your Fresno Grizzlies looking for a series win tonight. They've taken three of the first four games of this six-game set. Your Fresno Grizzlies give the ball to Brian Mena as he is currently warming up. The Grizzlies sporting their black unis tonight. But your Fresno Grizzlies, a tough loss last night, falling by a score of 5-2, looking to get back in the win column. Your Grizzlies, here in the second half, they are trailing the San Jose Giants by six games with 20 games remaining here in the second half as we push towards the postseason. San Jose currently trailing the Stockton Ports 4-0 in the bottom of the third. That game far from over, but a good start for the Grizzlies who look to win tonight. Brian Mena gets the ball, making his fourth start with Fresno, an 0-1 record, a 6.30 ERA, as he's finishing up his warm-up pitches. As you heard in our pregame, our starting lineups, well, Carlos Jimenez for Modesto will lead things off. He's been at the top of the order for the majority of this series, a very good left-handed hitter in Jimenez. We are ready for baseball, a beautiful night here in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chancey Park. Glad you could join us. As we're waiting for a bag that's currently in Modesto's bullpen to be moved, and then we are ready to go here at Chuck Chancey Park. Brian Mena against Carlos Jimenez to lead things off. As here comes the first pitch, and it is fouled off, and we are underway here at 6:54 p.m. 92 degrees, clear skies, 12-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. Here comes the 0-1 from Brian Mena, and it is a called strike, 0-2. Good pitch there as Dylan Reeves, the home plate umpire, signaling strike. And Pedro Torres, the other umpire, he's on the bases. As here comes the 0-2 from Brian Mena. Winds and deals, and that's a chopper foul. We'll do it again, and no balls and two strikes. So again, 6:54 p.m. for tonight's first pitch. 92 degrees, clear skies, 12-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. A beautiful Saturday night here in downtown Fresno. The 0-2 is low, one ball and two strikes. Dylan Reeves, the home plate umpire, and Pedro Torres on the bases. Fresno wearing their black and gold unis tonight, 8-4 when wearing this combo. Here comes the 1-2, and it's inside, two balls and two strikes in the dirt, and Perry makes a nice stop. The F-slash logo with the numbers on the front in gold. The gold numbers on the back of those black jerseys, black cap, black bill. You can see that primary bear logo in gold as the 2-2 is also in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. Modesto back in their light baby blue Modesto Mariners uniforms. They mainly carry those black road jerseys because Fresno's in the black unis. This is their alternates that they have to wear tonight. Here's a 3-2. And a chopper foul by Jimenez. He stays alive. Dark blue numbers, yellow outline, yellow and white stripes on the sleeves. Modesto written across the front. They have the black cap, the black bill, and that Nuts logo on their cap. Here comes another 3-2. And it is called strike three. Jimenez caught looking, and he didn't like the call at all. Mena starts his evening off on the right paw as it brings up shortstop Ty Pete. Great pitch right there from Mena. Good breaking ball in the zone. As Jimenez is out tonight's Dutch Bros strikeout batter as it brings up shortstop Ty Pete. Ty Pete had an outstanding game just the other night. He lines 1-1 bouncer to Tevin Tucker, who spears it on a first in time. Oh, that ball was hit hard, and Ty Pete is out 94 off the bat. Tucker had to range back a little bit on the one bouncer and makes the play. Two outs now as it brings up the center fielder in Carson Jones. A very heavy lefty lineup for Modesto. Six left-handed hitters, one switch-handed hitter, and then two righties. As here comes the pitch to Carson Jones, a swing and a miss count at 0-1. Carson Jones, a pair of hits last night, including a double. One of the better hitters on this Modesto roster after all their promotions and transactions over the past couple of months, as that ball's in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Glad you could join us if you're catching up on your scorebook. A strikeout looking for Jimenez and 4-3 on the ground out to Pete. Here's a ground ball sharply hit to the first base in Longwell. He spears it over, tags the bag himself, and that ends the inning. Brian Mena, a 1-2-3, top of the first. We have the bottom of the first. Grizzlies coming up to bat right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Grizzlies and Nuts 0-0 as Aiden Longwell will lead things off against right-hander Tyler Goff. Here comes the first pitch from Goff, and it's a called strike to Aiden Longwell. The count and no balls and one strike. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Tyler Goff. A 6-3 record, a 4.26 ERA. Here comes his pitch, and Longwell, fly ball. That's out to center field, a late jump for Carson Jones, and he's there and will make the play for the out. So Longwell retired, goes F8, and brings up the designated hitter in Braylon Wimmer. That first ball out to Jones, who's currently in the sun. Jones, by the time he picked up the baseball, he had to hustle in a little bit to make the play in the shade. The only part of this field, which includes the fans as well, is that center field is in the sun still. As there is a ball low, one ball and no strikes. Since that little bit of sun right near our 400 marker in center field. Count of one ball and no strikes to Braylon Wimmer. Here comes the pitch. That is low. Two balls and no strikes. Braylon Wimmer tied for first in the California League with 13 home runs. First on this Grizzlies squad. As here comes the 2-0 from Tyler Goff. And it's a called strike count at 2-1. Dylan Reeves, the home plate umpire. Black uniforms versus baby blue unis tonight. Here comes the 2-1 offering to Braylon Wimmer. And that is a high pop-up drifting out to right center field. Who is it going to be? Center fielder Carson Jones, once again, having to shade his eyes, makes the play. And now two flyouts to Jones as it brings up the shortstop and Andy Perez. So two outs. And now Andy Perez, the shortstop, to the plate. He has hit safely in every game in the month of August, a 14-game hit streak. As the first pitch to him is outside, one ball and no strikes. Andy Perez batting .290, 9 home runs, 63 RBI, all over the California League leaderboard, top 5 in 7 different categories, as there is a strike count at 1-1. He's first in total hits and total bases, tied for first in triples, and he's also second in on-base percentage. That's inside, and the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Andy Perez actually second, tied for second in extra base hits at 38. Either way, Andy Perez has been one of the most dynamic hitters in the California League. As here's a ground ball, the second baseman and Dorigi over to first in time. And just like Modesto, Fresno goes down 1-2-3. We head to the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Friday, August 23rd.
Top of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts tied at 0 as Luis Sweetspell will lead things off against Brian Mena. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball, Game 5 of 6. Brian Mena working out of the full windup. Here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike on the outside portion of the plate in the count at 0-1. Mena, 3 pitches, fastball, changeup, curveball, as he winds and deals, and that's low, 1 ball and 1 strike, as it takes on Luis Sweetspell, the switch-hitting third baseman. Here comes the 1-1 offer from Mena. And it's a ground ball foul down the right field line. Count at 1-2. Brian Mena making his first start against Modesto last week on August 10th at Rancho Cucamonga. Picked up the loss after 4 innings of work. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Mena winds and deals. And that's outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Against the Quakes, 4 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned. 4 walks and 2 Ks. He's made a pair of starts against the Lake Elsinore Storm here at
Chuck Chancy Park as that ball runs inside. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mena, 6'2", 185 pounds. The righty is just 20 years old. Here comes the pitch from Mena, and that is another foul ball. The count is actually at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mena, born in San Francisco de Macorey, Dominican Republic, born June 14th, 2004. Signed as an international free agent in 2021 by the Rockies. As here is a couple bounces over to the second baseman, Tucker, who scoops it up over to first in time. It goes 4-3. Sweetspell is retired. As here comes first baseman Charlie Pagliarini. Mena, in his fourth professional season, started the year with the ACL Rockies. 13 appearances, 6 starts, a 2-4 record, 1 hold, 2 saves. As here comes the pitch from Mena. Rocks back and forth, and there is a called strike count at 0-1. 46 innings, 58 strikeouts, a 4.89 ERA. Promoted to Fresno on July 30th to help for this playoff push. As that runs outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. We've seen Mena pitch very well at times, including a start in the ACL on July 6th against the ACL Diamondbacks for a career-high 5 innings. Here comes the pitch. That's in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. Mena also went 5 scoreless innings on June 27th at the ACL Angels, a career-high 10 strikeouts. Right-hander ready to go. Here comes the 2-1 offering, and it's inside, and the count now at 3 balls and 1 strike. Top of the second inning, no score between Modesto and Fresno, just underway here at Chuck Chancy Park. Mena, 3-1, inside ball 4, and there's your first base runner. A 1-out walk as Pagliarini is on as it brings up the left fielder in Ricardo Cova. Cova, the first righty that Mena will face tonight. Brian Mena was part of that international signing class of Dion Jorge, Jordy Vargas, Andy Perez, his current shortstop, and former Fresno Grizzly catcher Bryant Betancourt. Here's the pitch. There's a ball just outside, count at 1-0. But a lot of those players from that draft class, that international signing class, have now joined Fresno or have already played for Fresno and have continued on their professional journey. As that pitch runs outside, 2 balls and no strikes. And of course, a lot of these players wanting to get to the big leagues. Like today, another former Fresno Grizzly have reached the mountaintop. Congratulations to former Grizzlies catcher Drew Romo on his promotion to the big leagues. As there goes a pickoff attempt, and the ball is thrown away. Longwell's going to go pick it up. And now trying to get to third initially, and just stopping at second is Pagliarini. That was a throwing error by Brian Mena. First error for Fresno. Runner at second with 1 out. And Cova now an opportunity to drive in the run. But Drew Romo making it to the big leagues. And when Romo was here in 2021, he was probably one of the most mature young men I've met in my entire life. The Woodlands product out of Texas. As here's a foul ball. Just to the right of us, count at 2 balls and a strike. But Drew Romo continued to work hard. The bat came around, always was a good defensive catcher. Drew Romo, he has a Grizzlies franchise record as well. As here comes the pitch, and that is a high pop-up. I don't think anyone sees it. The catcher, Perry, going back, and he makes the play as Mena went to cover the plate. Great job by Perry to make the catch. That's the second out as it brings up the right fielder in Anthony Donofrio. Drew Romo on September 7th, 2021, broke the Grizzlies franchise record for most stolen bases in a game with 4. And this Grizzlies team trying to find a way to beat that streak is here comes the pitch, and the Pitch is in there for a strike. Count it 0-1. As the big video board down left center field, looks like it went down for a moment. I think it confused Darius Perry, the Grizzlies catcher, for a minute. As here comes the 0-1 from Mena. That's inside. 1-1. But Drew Romo in the big leagues now, making his debut tonight. The Rockies catcher added to their 40-man roster. As here comes the 1-1 from Mena. Looks back the runner, the pitch. And that's inside. 2-1. But it's always great seeing former Fresno Grizzlies reach the mountaintop. Start from the valley floor, reach the top. You have Hunter Goodman, Ezekiel Tovar. The list goes on and on. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball again. Tevin Tucker gobbles it up over to first in time, and Mena, a clean inning. We head to the bottom of the second. No score. We'll be back right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd. Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Bottom of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts, as Luis Mendez will lead things off against right-hander Tyler Goff. Luis Mendez, the Grizzlies' cleanup hitter tonight. 5 home runs this year for Mendez. As the first pitch is a fly ball, that's out to center field. Carson Jones, who's been busy, will reach back and make the play. And it goes F8 for the first out, and it brings up right fielder Felix Tena. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Here comes the first pitch to Tena. It's a called strike, count at 0-1. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that ball goes foul, count at 0-2. Here in the bottom of the second, Saturday night baseball. The Grizzlies looking for a series win. Felix Tena at the plate. 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Tyler Goff. He will wind and deal. And that is just low. 1-2. A little bit outside as well. See, catcher Gonzalez trying to frame it back into the zone. Felix Tena, we have seen the power from the youngster this year. Here comes the 1-2, and Tena lines one foul. We'll do it again at 1-2. And a nice play from a fan. Very nice. out in our Kodiak Club, the first row, makes the play. Great job. You can tell the smile and everything. That's what it's all about when you come to a Grizzlies game. Here comes the pitch and a line drive. That's out to left center field. Carson Jones once again makes the play. He has four catches over the first five batters of this game. And with two outs, here comes Jason Hinchman. And at this point, Carson Jones has already played a full game in terms of the amount of plays he's already made. Usually in a baseball game, an outfielder will make an average of maybe one to three plays a game. He has four tonight. As that pitch is just low, one ball and no strikes. Usually infielders will see a little bit more plays than outfielders will in terms of actually recording a putout. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it's outside. Count at two balls and no strikes. Carson Jones enjoying it now, though, because the entire field is now in the shade. At first, seeing a little bit of some trouble. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman, it's a strike. Count at 2-1. Jason Hinchman back in the lineup tonight. In left field, Aiden Longwell returning to the lineup, so Hinchman will play a little bit more outfield. As that pitch runs outside, three balls and a strike. Jason Hinchman, tons of power. We saw that in his college days at Tennessee Tech. 70 career collegiate homers. Count at three balls and a strike as Tyler Goff ready to go. Jason Hinchman at the plate. Let's see if he gets one in the wheelhouse. Here comes the pitch, and he got one out to right center field. A long run. Carson Jones dives, and he makes the play. Carson Jones has made five plays over the first six batters, and that will end the inning. That is the third out, and Steve Solis wanting to make sure that the ball was actually caught, and Hinchman is robbed. We head to the third. It's Carson Jones and the Modesto Nuts versus your Fresno Grizzlies.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Grizzlies and the Nuts tied at zero as Junior Gonzalez will lead things off against the right-hander in Brian Mena. Mena winds and deals. Here comes the pitch, and it's a chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play. The shortstop, Perez, off-balance throw, and he makes it. Oh-ho, Andy Perez. Nice job working up the middle and makes the play. It goes 6-3 for the out as it brings up the second baseman in Carter Dorigi. High chopper in Perez ranging up the middle. Great job to field the ball, the quick transfer in time. And now to face Carter Dorigi with one out, D-O-R-I-G-H-I. Mena winds and deals. The pitch is in there. Count at 0-1. Good offering on the outside part of the plate. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Chopper over to Aiden Longwell. Longwell will tag the bag himself. It goes 3 unassisted. That's the second out, as it brings up the DH and Carlos Jimenez, who struck out looking his first time. Again, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Here comes a pitch from Mena. It is outside, 1-0, trying to push it to the outside portion of the plate. Top of the third inning here on August 17th. As that pitch is line foul, count at 1-1. Brian Mena on the bump for Fresno. We've talked about the right-hander. Brian Mena, he's a very, very talented 20-year-old. As here is a swing and a miss, count at 1-2. And for everyone listening, this could be your Fresno Grizzlies opening day starter next year. That's how good Mena could be and can be. Here comes the 1-2 from Mena. And it's low, 2-2. Just 20 years old, and to be one of the first guys promoted from the ACL after the year ends, you know there's a lot of faith in what you can do. Here's the 2-2, and that's a foul ball as the left fielder and henchman goes a long way to watch it go into the crowd. But Brian Mena, this is more of a preview to what we might see next year. Again, just 20 years old. Mena still learning how to develop all three of his pitches. As here's the offering, and that misses. 3-2. And with two outs, he would love to strike out Jimenez for his second time, who also worked a full count his first at-bat. Another 3-2 on its way. And a good breaking ball called strike 3. Got him again. Froze him. And Mena heads to the dugout. No score. Bomb the third coming up right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Jassy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Jassy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzly shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Bottom of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. No score between Modesto and Fresno as Darius Perry will lead things off as we are waiting for the umpires to signal something. I am looking for a... Oh, they have the video right now on the video board going on. So we have a frozen video board out in left field, and that's why play has stopped. The video board out in left center field is currently going on. There we go. That is why we have stopped play. I think that's the second time that's happened tonight. It's unfortunate. So we are now ready to go as Darius Perry at the plate. And here comes the pitch from Tyler Goff, who will wind and deal. That is a strike count at 0-1. Tyler Goff, 21 years old, 6'2", 205 pounds. Throws right-handed but bats as a switch hitter. And Tyler Goff, here comes the pitch. That is high for a ball. The count at 1-1. Drafted by the Mariners in the 9th round in 2022. Pick number 276 overall. As here comes the pitch, and that is a swing and a miss. Count at 1-2 to Darius Perry. Went to J. Sarah High School in San Juan Capistrano, California. A very good baseball high school. Here comes the pitch from Tyler Goff, and that is fouled off. Tyler Goff, born in San Diego, California, making his 22nd start this year. A 6-3 record, a 4.26 ERA, 86 and two-thirds innings. He winds and deals. That is outside as Perry works a count back to his favor. Modesto seen Goff last year as well, a 1-3 record over 10 games, 9 starts in 2023. Here comes the pitch from Goff. A good breaking ball misses, and the count is now full 3-2. Tyler Goff has faced Fresno a handful of times over the past couple of years. As here comes his payoff pitch to Darius Perry, and that is inside ball 4. Just missing, and Perry works a leadoff walk. First base runner for Fresno as it brings up second baseman Tevin Tucker. Tevin Tucker has played the majority of this series. He's had an outstanding defensive series, looking to get the bat going tonight. As an updated score, bottom of the 5th inning, the Stockton Ports lead the San Jose Giants 8-0. As here is a great bump by Tevin Tucker, and it's Goff who underhand toss it over to first for the out. A beautiful sacrifice bunt. It's going to go 1-3 on the sack bunt. Up to second goes Darius Perry, and now brings up Caleb Hobson, the 9-hole hitter. Great bunt from Tevin Tucker on the sacrifice bunt. Great job by Goff to make the play. As the pitch to Hobson is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. So Tevin Tucker sacrifice bunt. That was on the right side near the first base side of the field. As here is the 0-1 to Hobson, and he will take a pitch high. 1-1. Caleb Hobson, I want to see him get on base. He is now 1 stolen base shy of a Grizzlies top 10 single season record. Here comes the 1-1 to Hobson. And that is a called strike count at 1-2. Runner at second with one out here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Grizzlies nuts 0-0. Here comes the 1-2 from Goff, and it is a foul swing, and it's caught by the catcher. Oh, man, Hobson is down on strike. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Goff, as it brings up first baseman Aiden Longwell. So two outs now, runner at second. Longwell, who's 0-1, now looking to bring in Darius Perry from second. But Hobson, they said it was a foul ball into the glove on that swing. As here comes the pitch to Longwell, it's a called strike, count at 0-1. Aiden Longwell returning from the injured list this week. Great to have Longwell back. He's had an outstanding series so far. Had an RBI double yesterday. Here comes the 0-1. That's outside. One ball and one strike. Longwell in the current series. 4 for 12. A home run. 2 doubles. 4 RBI. 4 runs. 3 walks and a hit by pitch. Here comes the pitch to Longwell from Goff. And Longwell fly ball out to left center field. Ball is good carry. Playable, though, for the left fielder in Kova. And that will end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty. We head to the fourth. No score. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning. No score between Fresno and Modesto as Ty Pete will lead things off. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Brian Mena ready to go. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Mena. Winds and deals. And it is inside, count at 1-0. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. As that runs outside, 2 balls and no strikes. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. Here comes the 2-0 from Brian Mena. Winds and deals. And that's a check swing. Pete did go around 2-1. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And we thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As that's inside, 3 balls and a strike. Top of the fourth inning here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch from Mena and a line drive in a right field, a base hit. Ty Pete has the first hit of the game. Both teams have a walk so far, and Pete with a leadoff single. So first hit allowed by Mena as it brings up the center fielder in Carson Jones. Carson Jones has been busy defensively, 0 for 1, a ground out to first bases last time up. Le Pervone's apartment homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here's the 1-0. There goes Pete for second. The throw from Perry online, but just late. And Ty Pete has a stolen base as the shortstop and Andy Perez trying to tag Pete. So Ty Pete, a stolen base runner at second, counted two balls and no strikes to Carson Jones. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As a pitch on his way is a line drive out to center field. Coming on and not making the play is the center fielder Hobson. Pete will score and Modesto leads 1-0. Carson Jones a single to center. Hobson diving after it came up empty. Ty Pete comes around quickly and just like that it's 1-0. Second hit allowed by Mena. And his first run as it brings up the third baseman, Luis Suisbel, who's 0-for-1. Runner at first with no outs. Again, we want to thank Manco Abbott, Les Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here's a check on the runner and Jones, and if it was a good throw, Jones would have been picked off. But the ball bounced a little bit towards Longwell. They're on August 17th, top of the fourth inning. Mena comes set. Here comes the pitch. And that is a blooper out to center field. Hobson does not have to dive after this one. He'll make the catch easily. And that's the first out. As Suisbel is retired, it goes F8. As here comes first baseman Charlie Pagliarini. Walked his first time at the plate and then got to second on a throwing error by Mena. Modesto leads 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Stockton leads San Jose 8-0 in their contest. So Fresno needs a win tonight. Here comes the pitch from Mena. There goes the runner. The throw from Perry's online. The tag by Perez and he's out. Great tag. And Carson Jones is nabbed at second base. It goes 2-6 on the caught stealing, and there's two outs now. Great job by Perry. Got a perfect ball to throw as well. It was a called strike, so Pagliarini behind the count now. Here comes the 0-1, and that's low. One ball and one strike. So Darius Perry with the caught stealing, and for Perry, that is his 16th caught stealing this year. Fresno, their catching trio have allowed the least amount of stolen bases in the California League. As there's a big wave and a miss count at 1-2. Credit to the pitching staff, the catchers, and the coaching staff. As here's the 1-2 offering and the dirt. Good stop from Perry. Counted two balls and two strikes. But when you have a manager like Steve Solis, who was a catcher back in his playing days, it makes sense why that stat helps out Fresno. Two balls and two strikes. Mena, here comes the pitch. And it is just inside. Oh, he was walking back towards the dugout. That curveball just missed. And the count at 3-2. Mena ready to go again. He will wind and deal. Here's the pitch. And that is a wave and a miss. And Mena picks up his third strikeout. Despite a run scoring, the Grizzlies have an opportunity to tie it right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 1-0 here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. Braylon Wimmer 0-for-1. As Tyler Goff winds and deals, that's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Tyler Goff, really good fastball, can reach in the low 90s, that one at 91 miles per hour. Good breaking ball as well. As the pitch to Wimmer on its way outside, and the count at 1-1. Fresno looking to tie this game up after Modesto took the early lead. Here comes the 1-1 offering from the right-hander as he winds and deals. And Wimmer, line drive foul down the third baseline. And the count now at 1-2. Your Fresno Grizzlies looking for a big Saturday night win. And with Stockton leading, Fresno all the opportunity tonight. 1-2. Goff comes set. Here's his pitch. And it's high, 2-2. Try to elevate a fastball. That ball way out of the zone. Braylon Wimmer, tonight's designated hitter for Fresno, who are sporting those black and gold unis. 2-2. The pitch to Wimmer is called strike three. Good breaking ball from Tyler Goff. Looked like a curveball that nipped the inside portion. And that's his second strikeout. Backwards K as it brings up the shortstop and Andy Perez 0-for-1. Andy Perez, as we said, is riding a 14-game hitting streak. Has hit safely in every game in the month of August, batting .316 in the month. As that ball is low, 1-0. He only has 2 RBI in the current hit streak, but has scored 11 runs. Very lopsided numbers as the pitch to Perez is outside. 2-0. He doesn't have to pick up RBIs or home runs to be successful, but scoring runs is such a big part, getting on base, and something Fresno needs to do right now, looking for their first hit. As Perez will fly one out to center field, Carson Jones ranging back. He's been busy, makes the play, and that's the second out. Carson Jones tonight has made 6 plays so far. As here comes third baseman Luis Mendez 0-for-1. So Perez now 0-for-2. And now Luis Mendez to the dish. Mendez only 1 hit in this series. 1-for-10. Here comes the pitch and it's high for a ball. Count at 1-0. Luis Mendez had a big home run last Sunday in Rancho Cucamonga at Lone Mart Field. Looks to do the same with a Goff pitch right here as there is a called strike count at 1-1. Luis Mendez last year was a very tough offensive year for Mendez. Great defender. This year started a little bit slow as well, and then all of a sudden he started picking it up a little bit, started seeing pitches well. So he lines one to left field, but it goes foul, count at 1-2. Luis Mendez earlier this year had won the longest Grizzlies hit streaks. That was at 14 games at the end of June and into July. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. 2-2. Mendez does a great job with the fastball, something that he has really worked on with hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, as the pitch is just outside. Count full 3-2. Tyler Goff looking for his second strikeout in the inning. As Mendez works it full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Goff. A check swing. Did he go around? He did not. And that is going to be a walk. Every Modesto fielder started going off the field thinking that was called strike 3. And now Mendez will head down on the 2-out walk. And here comes right fielder Felix Tena, who's 0-for-1. They actually thought Mendez went around on the swing. They were all heading off the field, including shortstop Ty Pete. But Goff will now have to face Tena. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside 1-0. Great job by Mendez to work the walk. This Grizzlies team still in search of their first hit. Bottom of the 4th inning. 1-0 Modesto. The pitch on its way is instead a check on Mendez, who almost goes off the bag after the first baseman, Pagliarini, tags the bag. So 1-0. Mendez has a good lead over there. Mendez, good speed. Here comes the pitch to Tena. Long pause from Goff. 2 on the pitch clock. And Mendez is going. Here comes the throw. It is online. The tag is not made. Mendez is going to stay at second, though, as the ball almost gets into shallow right field as it went off the glove of the second baseman, Dorigi. So Mendez, the stolen base. So runner at second with 2 outs. And for Luis Mendez, his 14th stolen base as he lost his helmet on the tag. That ball almost allowed him to get to third. As now Tena takes his time, count at 1-1. Tena ready to drive in a run right here. Both teams last night, 9 combined stolen bases. Tonight, both teams running amok again. Here comes the 1-1 from Goff. And for Tena, he fouls it off, count at 1-2. Your Fresno Grizzlies looking to push towards the postseason. Tonight, an outstanding pro wrestling night with a guest appearance from Kurt Angle, presented by California Armenian Home. As Tyler Goff to Felix Tena on its way, and Tena fouls it off. We'll do it again at 1-2. But the Grizzlies would love to win this game. Great crowd on hand for Saturday night baseball tomorrow to wrap up this series. A 5:05 p.m. first pitch, Chukchansi Heritage Night, presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. As Tena fouls off another offering, and the count stays the same. But lots of promotions coming up. The Grizzlies, a 2-week homestand, back at home next week against the Stockton Ports. A lot of great promotions in store. Here comes the 1-2, the pitch, and it's chopped foul, and that went into the Modesto dugout, and third base coach Cesar Galvez almost was hit by the ricochet. Count stays the same. But next Wednesday, August 21st, a new promotion has been added to the schedule, presented by Snapchat, Less Likes, More Love Night, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 1-2, and that's a fly ball. Lifted to center field, but Carson Jones is there. He will reach up and make the play, his 7th tonight. Grizzlies come up empty, 1-0 Modesto. We head to the 5th right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 1-0 Modesto leads Fresno, and Brian Mena back out on the bump. If Mena gets through this inning, he will tie a career high. As here's a line drive out to left field, a base hit. First pitch swinging for Ricardo Cova. Base hit now 1-for-2. Third hit for Modesto. As it brings up right fielder Anthony Donofrio. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. Mena's first pitch on its way, and that is a chopper foul, counted 0-1. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the 0-1 at Donofrio, and it's a chopper foul, counting no balls and two strikes. Again, Express Furniture Rental, affordable rental packages for housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop here in the top of the fifth. Here on August 17th, Saturday Night Baseball. Here comes the pitch. That's outside. One ball and two strikes. Your Fresno Grizzlies trail 1-0. As Mena looks in, he's up to 63 pitches. Here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball. This could be 2, 4, 6, 3. As clean as they come. What a nice play from Tucker to Perez on a long well. And there's a double play. Nice job from Tevin Tucker on the backhand. The perfect ball to Perez, who was coming through the bag and on a first for the out. Two outs now as it brings up the catcher in Junior Gonzalez. First double play turn tonight by Fresno. And for Tevin Tucker, that is already his fourth time starting a play. As there's a swing and a miss count at 0-1. Had a play in the first, two in the second inning. And then he had that double play right there. Here comes the pitch from Mena. Good breaking ball in there. Count at 0-2. That curveball had tons of life on it. It danced into the zone. And the count at 0-2. Mena looking for a punch out. Will wind and deal. And it's inside. 1-2. Mena really elevating that fastball as he tried to strike out Gonzalez, who grounded out to Perez his first time. Perez had to pick up the ball after the slow chopper up the middle. Here's the 1-2, and that is a great breaking ball, and that is called strike three, and Mena, a nice frame. We have the bomb the fifth. Mena, he has a career high in innings. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. Modesto leads Fresno. As Jason Hinchman will lead things off as that pitch is outside. 1-0. Jason Hinchman, a fly out to center field his first time. As here comes the pitch from Goff. And there's a called strike. Count at 1-1. Fresno still in search of their first hit tonight. They've had two walks. Darius Perry, who's on deck. And also Luis Mendez. The pitch to Hinchman on its way. It is outside. The count of 2-0. No action in either bullpen. Jason Hinchman looking to get on base. As the 2-1 to Hinchman is outside. 3-0. Hinchman, same count as his last at-bat before recording the out. So see if Hinchman can get some luck right now. Get a ball to drive. Here comes the 3-1. That's a line drive, and there's your first hit. A base hit to left field for Jason Hinchman, and the Grizzlies have a base runner on for Darius Perry. Nice, great piece of hitting by Hinchman. Got a pitch to handle and drove it out to left field, and the Grizzlies have their first hit here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Let's give you a scoring update as San Jose trails Stockton 8-0 in the seventh, so Fresno, they would love a win tonight. Here comes the pitch, and Perry, that's a fly ball, drifted out to center field. Carson Jones, who's been so busy, makes the play. That is the first out. So Perry retired, eighth play made by Jones tonight. We're only in the fifth inning, as here comes Tevin Tucker, a sacrifice bunt, his first time, runner first with one out. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Chuck Chansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy in effect of June 1st in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. As there's a called strike, count at 0-1. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. That pitch misses in, 1-1. Bottom of the fifth inning here at Chuck Chansey Park. Your Fresno Grizzlies looking for a win tonight. Tevin Tucker, can he be the hero right now? Here's the 1-1. That is a called strike on the inner portion of the plate. And the count at 1-2. Tucker couldn't believe it. Kicks some dirt. As he will try to now battle here. Great breaking ball from Goff on the inside portion of the plate. The 1-2 on its way. Ground ball down the third baseline. Great spearing play by the third baseman. And in time the throw by Sweetspell to Pagliarini for the out. Hinchman up to second. It goes 5-3. And Tucker is retired. Great job by Sweetspell down the third baseline to use his body and then the perfect throw. And now it's Caleb Hobson who struck out his first time at the plate. Runner at second with two outs. Fresno can tie this game with one swing of the bat. Caleb Hobson, a very good hitter, as the pitch is just inside, count at 1-0. He is the perfect leadoff hitter, if not the nine-hole hitter where he is tonight. Allows for the Grizzlies to put the card back to the top of their lineup as he waves and misses, count at 1-1. Flip the lineup over. That's what Hobson wants to do right now as Aiden Longwell awaits on deck. 1-1. Runner at second. Here comes the pitch to Hobson. And he grounds one up the middle, but the shortstop Pete is there. The off-balance throw in time, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies do have their first hit. We head to the sixth. 1-0, Modesto.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the sixth inning here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. 1-0, Modesto leads Fresno as Carter Dorigi will lead things off against the right-hander Brian Mena, who's back on the bump. Mena's been outstanding so far. 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, 1 walk, 4 Ks. As that pitch runs outside, count of 1-0. Brian Mena has been great, though. The right-hander, only 68 pitches so far. As here comes the pitch from Mena. That is a called strike, and the count at 1-1. In the bullpen right now for Fresno, right-hander Fidel Ulloa, number 28, getting loose. Here comes the 1-1. That is a wave and a miss. Count at 1-2. Good curveball inside, and Dorigi came up empty. Dorigi, a newcomer to this Modesto lineup. 21 years old, born in Denver, Colorado. Here comes the pitch. That's outside. Count at 2-2. Dorigi signed as a free agent by the Mariners here in 2024. Here comes the pitch from Mena, and that's a ground ball over to the shortstop and Andy Perez. The throw to first in time, and it goes 6-3. With one out, here comes the DH and Carlos Jimenez, 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. And with that, Brian Mena has a new career high in innings pitch, 5 1/3 innings. And now looking for more after that, despite action now in both bullpens. As Mena looks in, here comes the pitch. And that is inside, 1-0. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the sixth. As that misses, the count now at 3-0. Top of the sixth inning here at Chuck Chancey Park. August 17th, the pitch from Mena outside, and that is 4. A one-out walk for Mena. And Jimenez on for the first time. That's the second walk issued by Mena. As here comes shortstop in Ty Pete. Pete, a single stolen base and a run scored, 1-for-2 tonight. As this Grizzlies team trying to keep this deficit at 1-0. Fresno's offense needs to find a way to get some momentum against the right-hander in Tyler Goff, who's been outstanding. Modesto in their bullpen. It is number 36, Gage Bohm, who is getting loose here in the top of the sixth inning as pitching coach Jerry Sullivan talking to Mena, trying to see and gauge a read on how he's feeling. Most innings pitched for Mena in his career, but the pitch count only at 77 for Mena. A very low pitch count for both starters tonight. As Fresno trying to find a way to get out of this inning, maybe a double play ball against Ty Pete, who runs pretty well. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Mena. And it's a fly ball lifted to left field, going back, ranging back, and diving is Hinchman, and he can't make the play. Goes off the glove, going to third is Jimenez, on to second is Ty Pete. And for Hinchman, tried to make an outstanding catch, came up empty. Ty Pete has a double, and that is the fourth hit allowed by Mena. Runners at second and third with one out, and Carson Jones to the plate, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Hinchman went back and on the warning track tried to make a play, but Pete has his 19th double instead. As Stockton leads San Jose heading into the eighth inning, Inland Empire just knocked off Lake Elsinore 3-2. As the Grizzlies infield now comes in. Big spot now for Mena. Looks back the runners, the pitch, and it's a high fly ball to center field. Hobson coming in. He's going to make the catch. Jimenez, he's going. The ball is coming in. It's going to bounce awkwardly, and in a score is Jimenez, now 2-0 Modesto. Carson Jones with a sacrifice fly to center. It's an RBI. He's got both of them so far. Pete to third, and Jimenez comes in to score. So the walk comes back to hurt Mena. First run allowed this inning. Second for Mena. Now 2-0 Modesto. And here comes manager Steve Solis out of the dugout. And that will do it for the right-hander in Mena. Tough way for Mena to go out. He is in line for the loss. We'll be back right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fidel Ulloa takes over on the mound as the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 2-0. We're still in the top of the sixth inning. Runner at third with two outs. And Luis Swiespel takes on Ulloa, the right-hander out of LSU. Seventh-round draft pick by the Rockies here in 2024. As Ulloa, swing and a miss, counted 0-1 to Swiespel. Fidel Ulloa, Ulloa, as he is on the bump. Here comes the 0-1 offering. Ulloa winds and deals, and here's a fly ball lifted toward deep right field. That ball is deep at the wall, and it is gone. A home run out towards the bus. It is now 4-0. Luis Swiespel, a two-run homer, a second home run allowed by Ulloa since joining Fresno. And all of a sudden, Modesto, a three-run inning, a pair of extra base hits helping the cause. And that is a two-run shot. Three-run second hit of the inning. The hit towards Ulloa. He'll give up one of the runs. The other one towards Mena. So Mena's line is done now. Swiespel's 12th homer. 5 2/3 innings for Mena. Four hits, three runs, all earned. Two walks and four Ks. As Ulloa now looks to get out Charlie Pagliarini, who's 0-1 with a walk. So Modesto leads 4-0 now. This Grizzlies team, all of a sudden, after just trailing 1-0, this sixth inning has not gone to plan. Luis Swiespel, that ball to deep right, as there is a swing and a miss count at 1-1. Modesto leads all of single A in home runs. Of course, a lot of those players have moved on to greener pastures. But Fresno, still being hurt by the long ball. Swiespel has done it a few times against them, as that's in the dirt. Counted two balls and a strike. Luis Swiespel has had a pretty good series. First homer this series, but we've seen the long ball from the youngster. Counted one ball and one strike. Ulloa on the bump. 6'2", 205 pounds, 21 years old from Lodi, California. There is a called strike, count at 2-2. As we said, seventh-round draft pick. Prior to LSU, went to San Joaquin Delta College in Stockton. Stockton coming next week. Here comes the 2-2. That's outside, count full, three balls and two strikes. Right now, the Ports leading the Giants 8-0 in the eighth inning. So Fresno needs to find a way tonight. Only one hit for Fresno's offense. The pitch from Ulloa. It's outside, ball four. Ulloa, home run and a walk so far. Second time Pagliarini's drawn a walk. And here comes Ricardo Cova, 1-2. A single back in the fifth inning. For Fidel Ulloa, he is making his fifth appearance, an 0-1 record, a 4.91 ERA. Two holds 0-1 in save chances. Here's the pitch from the righty, and it's up the middle off of Ulloa's leg. And now he tries to tag the base runner, and then the throw goes off the runner into first, and everyone is safe. Ulloa tried tagging the runner, and I hope he's okay. That went off his leg and then tried to make the play. And now he's going to get checked on by athletic trainer and Justin Wilson. That ball went right off the leg. Then Ulloa tried tagging the runner, and it looked like he initially was going to, and the ball just squirted out of the glove at the last moment. The ball over to first base, and Aiden Longo was there, but not in time, as Cova is there. It's going to be his second single, an infield single, as Pagliarini to second. So now six hits for Modesto, three of them this inning. two allowed by Ulloa. Now he's going to throw it to see if he's okay. This is not great if you're the Grizzlies and your first reliever. And that first throw, he's looking okay. As now an arm starts to get loose down in Fresno's pen. This is not ideal if he leaves the game with an injury. Talking with athletic trainer Justin Wilson, showing where the pain is in his leg slash foot area. The left leg. And Steve Solis, the way he's walking is not the best of walks, and he's going to say, we're going to take him out. Fidel Ulloa looks like he's going to leave the game with an injury, and that's what's going to happen. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzly shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzly shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the sixth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 4-0. Two outs, runners at first and second, and Tyler Hoffman has come into the game after the right-hander Fidel Ulloa leaves with an injury after being hit by a comebacker on the leg. It looked like his left leg from Ricardo Cova. Here at Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Glad you could join us as the Grizzlies trail 4-0. Modesto already 3 runs here in the 6th inning, looking to add on more. As now Anthony Donofrio to the plate, 0-2, 2 ground outs towards second, a double play his last time. As this Grizzlies team watching a very, very tough outing here in the 6th. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman, and it's going to skip away, and it's going to go into the dugout. Unbelievable. Both runners advance as that ball skipped all the way into the dugout. And that's the first throw that Hoffman makes. Pagliarini to third, Kova to second on the wild pitch. Runners at second and third now with 2 outs. So count now 1 ball and no strikes. Tyler Hoffman looking to get out of this inning without any more damage. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. Comes set, and it is inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Tyler Hoffman, 6 feet, 182 pounds, 24 years old from Mobile, Alabama. 17th round draft pick out of Tulane in 2022. Here's the pitch. That is fouled off. 2 balls and a strike. 4-0 Modesto here in downtown Fresno. A beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. This Modesto team looking for back-to-back wins here in this series after falling the first 3 nights. Tyler Hoffman, something to say about it. As here comes the pitch. There's a called strike. Count it 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tyler Hoffman looking for a punch out now of Donofrio. He looks in, comes set around the belt. The 2-2 on its way from the righty. And it is swung on and missed, and Hoffman gets out of the jam. But the Grizzlies allowed 3 runs. The offense needs to get going right now. We'll be back right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to Fresno.
Bottom of the 6th inning, 4-0 Modesto leads Fresno. Here at Chuck Chansey Park as the first pitch runs high to Aiden Longwell. And the count at 1-0. Longwell 0-2 tonight as he takes on right-hander Gage Bohm out of the Modesto bullpen. Takes over for Tyler Goff. Here comes the pitch. There is a called strike and the count at 1-1. Tyler Goff was outstanding. 5 innings for Goff. one hit, no runs, none earned, two walks, and two Ks. Here comes the 1-1. That is outside. Two balls and a strike. Fresno trails 4-0. They need to find a way now with Stockton leading San Jose in the ninth inning, 8-0. Aiden Longwell, two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch, and it's going to go to the backstop, 3-1. Action in Fresno's bullpen. It'll be right-hander Austin Becker getting loose, number 30. As the Grizzlies trail 4-0, 3-1 now to Aiden Longwell. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball four, a leadoff walk. Boom, not close on that pitch. Third walk issued by Modesto Pitching, as here comes DH Braylon Wimmer. And now a new baseball for Boehm. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Cherchancy Gold is giving away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Here's a pop-up. It will go foul. The count at 0-1. Only at Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. No balls, one strike to Braylon Wimmer. 0-2, struck out looking his last time. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and he will swing and miss. Count at one ball, or no balls and two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning, glad you could join us. This Grizzlies team looking for a comeback clause win and a series win tonight. As that's in the dirt, it gets away. Longwell up to second. Great read by Longwell on the wild pitch. Count at 1-2. Longwell got a great jump after that ball was in the dirt. The catcher, Gonzalez, couldn't make the play. Gage Boehm after the wild pitch looking to still strike out Wimmer. Boehm is 6'5", 255 pounds, 22 years old, born in Austin, Texas. Signed as a free agent by the Mariners here in 2024. Went to the University of Texas. An 0-1 record, a 13.50 ERA. And for Boehm, trying to find a way to keep this lead for Modesto at 4-0. But Fresno, I think, are happy to see Goff out of the game. As Gage Boehm on the bump. Here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. Wimmer down on strikes again. That is his first strikeout in Boehm, and second time Wimmer's out on strikes. As here comes Andy Perez, 0-2. Gage Colton Boehm appearing in his fourth game out of the bullpen. Six strikeouts over three innings of work for the right-hander. Here comes the pitch to Perez, a high chopper. That goes foul. Count at 0-1. This Grizzlies team trying to find a way to score at least one run, get some momentum. This Grizzlies team changing up even how they went about their daily routine today. A different BP than usual. A little bit of some fun for this squad. A couple different drills they worked on, and each team enjoying themselves as... Here comes the 0-1 to Andy Perez, and he lines it foul. Count at 0-2. Good breaking ball from Boehm. So no balls and two strikes. Yes, Grizzlies team just needs one run to get going. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. One ball and two strikes now to Andy Perez. Andy Perez, just 20 years old, from Santa Clara, Cuba, an international free agent signee by the Rockies in 2021. Second year in a row here in Fresno. A great second season. Here's the pitch, a line drive to right field, a base hit, 15-game hit streak. Longwell rounds third, he will score, and Andy Perez comes in the clutch. It's an RBI single. It's now 4-1. Andy Perez drives in the run. He is a 15-game hit streak. That ball was absolutely crushed off the bat at 98 miles per hour. So Longwell comes in to score after drawing the walk to open the frame. First hit for Fresno this inning and their first run. As here's Luis Mendez 0-for-1 with a walk, as he will take a called strike in the count at 0-1. Mendez really wanted to swing at that pitch. Big hole in the left side of the diamond. This Grizzlies team trying to find a way now, trailing 4-1. As that's high and outside, one ball and one strike. This Grizzlies team have 11 outs to play with tonight. Trailing by 3 runs. Here comes the 1-1 offering. And Mendez, Ekblad goes away, and Perez will take second. That's another wild pitch. And another runner in scoring position for Fresno. And maybe the Grizzlies are finally getting some momentum. That ball down in the dirt, and the catcher Gonzalez couldn't handle it again. We've seen a couple wild pitches from Bohm in this inning. Here comes the 2-1 to Mendez. And here's a line drive foul. Count it 2-2. Very similar system as Andy Perez, who lined a 2-strike pitch to right field. Let's go, Grizzlies. Bottom of the 6th inning. A little bit of momentum. One batter at a time. Here's the pitch to Mendez. A chopper. And that's going to be in the left field. A base hit. Andy Perez will take third. That was between the shortstop and Pete, the third baseman, Sweetspell. They couldn't come up with it. It's another single as Perez will get to third. Runners at the corners with one out. Two hits this inning, 3 overall for Fresno. And now it's Felix Tena, 0-for-2 with 2 flyouts. The third baseman, Sweetspell, looked like he wanted to field the ball in motion going towards first. But it's going to be a single for Mendez. As Stockton leads 11-0 in the 9th inning. Fresno, can they find a way? As there's a strike count at 0-1. And the catcher, Gonzalez, after that strike, looking down at the base runners, seeing if everyone is leading off too far from the base, straying away. Felix Tena, can he continue this momentum? Here comes the 0-1. And here's a ground ball to the shortstop, Pete. He goes to second for one. On a first, a double play, and that will end the inning. What a play from Ty Pete. And the Grizzlies only get one out of it, and that is a momentum stopper. We head to the 7th, 4-1 Modesto. We'll be back after this.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night. Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Friday, August 23rd.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus,
top of the seventh inning here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. Modesto leads Fresno 4-1 as Austin Becker takes over on the mound for Tyler Hoffman as the first pitch is fouled off by Junior Gonzalez, the count at 0-1. Tyler Hoffman, a third of an inning and a strikeout. Fidel Ulloa, no innings, two hits, one run, it was earned, one walk, left with an injury. Now Austin Becker on the bump. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander, and it is outside. One ball and one strike. Top of the seventh inning, Fresno with a win tonight. We'll get a little bit closer in the California League North Division standings. San Jose down 11-0. As here's a fly ball lifted to deep left field, ranging back as Hinchman. He's at the wall, running out of room, and he will make the catch as he goes into the wall. Hinchman was trying to find where the wall was as he makes the play. It goes F7 for the first out, as here comes second baseman Carter Dorigi, 0-2. You're in the top of the seventh inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As that pitch runs high, one ball and one strike. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Fresno trails by three. Long way to go, though. Still nine outs for Fresno to play with as Becker wave and a miss by Dorigi. Count at 1-2. In Modesto's bullpen is number 23, Brian Perez, the left-hander. In the Modesto bullpen, as here comes the pitch, that is inside. Count of two balls and two strikes. Yes, both teams have a Brian Perez. The Grizzlies' Brian Perez will start tomorrow in the series finale. Lefty Brian Perez in the bullpen for Modesto. As here comes the 2-2 from Austin Becker. And it's outside, and the count full three balls and two strikes. Dorigi 0-2, a couple ground outs for the second baseman. Big deep breath right there for Dorigi. There's the 3-2 from Austin Becker, and a line drive foul. Good fastball right there from Becker. 6'5", 215 pounds, 24 years old, out of Sunbury, Ohio. Born September 2nd, 1999, a 16th round draft pick in 2022. That was out of Texas Tech by the Rockies. Here's the 3-2, and a fly ball to left field. Hinchman gives it chase and watches it hit the seats, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Austin Becker, second year now with Fresno, returning from an Achilles injury suffered in the offseason. 10th game, a 1-0 record, a 6.30 ERA, two holds for Becker. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed, and Dorigi comes up empty. Great pitch from Becker for his second out. First strikeout for the right-hander, as here comes Carlos Jimenez, 0-2, a walk and a run. For Austin Becker, that's a big strikeout, and the reason why is because Austin Becker in his last two outings has issued seven walks, which is unlike Austin Becker. His career high before those two games, two walks. So he would have beat a career high in both outings. And for him to throw a 3-2 breaking ball for confidence and pick up a strikeout, that's momentum for Becker. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And that's a chopper back to Becker. He fields it cleanly. The throw to first in time. And Austin Becker, a 1-2-3. We head to the stretch. The Grizzlies looking to get back in this contest right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long.
Bottom of the seventh inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. First pitch swinging, Jason Hinchman, a high fly ball to right field, and it's going to be caught by the right fielder, and Donofrio had to readjust to make the play. One pitch and one out as Hinchman is retired, and Brian Perez takes over for Gage Bohm. Bohm, one inning, two hits, one run it was earned, one walk and one K. As here comes catcher Darius Perry 0 for 1 with the walk. Brian Perez on the bump. As here comes the first pitch from the lefty, and now time called at the plate as Perry steps off. Brian Perez usually has the blue glove because he's wearing the baby blue jerseys, a different colored glove than we usually see, as there is a ball inside. And the count at 1-0. Perry on the check swing. Brian Perez, 6 feet, 170 pounds, 23 years old from Venezuela. 2-0 record, a 3.63 ERA, 34th game out of the bullpen as that is outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Fresno bottom of the lineup trying to get going as they trail 4-1. San Jose has loaded the bases though in the bottom of the ninth looking for a big comeback win down 11-0. As that's inside, 3 balls and no strikes. For Fresno, be smart base runners. Grizzlies trying to get some base runners. Be smart about any pitch Perez throws. Tons of movement from the lefty. As there is a called strike count at 3-1. This Grizzlies team, we've seen their ability to come back late in games. Looking for a comeback clause win tonight. In the seventh inning or later, Fresno, as here's a ground ball over to third. Sweet spell up with it. The throw to first in time. It goes 5-3. 2 outs now for Tevin Tucker, 0-1. But Fresno, in the seventh inning or later, they have 7 comeback wins. Most recently on July 25th. So it's almost been about 3 weeks since that last comeback clause win. Fresno can do it, though. As Tevin Tucker looks to get on base, he'll take a strike count at 0-1. Tevin Tucker, the sacrifice bunt back in the third inning. And then the ground out to third baseman in sweet spell. Here comes the 0-1 from Perez. And it's a ground ball back to Sweetspell. He's up with it over to first, and that is in time to end the inning. A 1-2-3 for Brian Perez. We head to the eighth right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa.
Top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 4-1 as Ty Pete, who is 2-for-3, a double, a single, two runs with a stolen base as well, will lead things off against Austin Becker. Ty Pete's had a nice series for Modesto. As the pitch from Becker on his way, line drive out to center field, and Hobson won't get to it. Ty Pete has a three-hit game, a leadoff single, and once again, pressure on for Fresno as they're looking to put up a zero. Here comes center fielder Carson Jones, 1-for-2. He has a sacrifice fly for an RBI and an RBI single as well. Runner first with no outs, top of the eighth inning. Stockton trying to end that game against San Jose, who's trying to look for a big comeback win. So Fresno needs to win tonight. San Jose falling right now 11-1. So the Grizzlies, they have 6 outs to play with, trailing 4-1. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Becker, and it's fouled off by Jones. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. As that runs outside, and San Jose has just lost 11-1. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And we thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Check on the runner, Pete. He's back there safely. Count of 1-1. Glad you could join us here at Chuck Chancey Park for Saturday Night Baseball. As there goes the runner, the throw from Perry is high, and Pete has another stolen base, his second of the game. Ty Pete was ready to go as he is at the bag. Runner at second now with no outs, and Pete very excited after that stolen base. As Darius Perry, that throw sailed high. 36 stolen base for Ty Pete is now a mound visit between Perry and Becker to make sure they're on the same page with the runner at second and no outs. 4-1 Modesto leads Fresno. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chukchansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. As the pitch is just outside, count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Join the party soon. We thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 8th. Here comes the pitch from Becker, and that is a swing and a miss. Jones down on strikes. For Becker, his second strikeout and a big one indeed. As here comes third baseman Luis Suis Bell, a 2-run homer his last time at the plate. Here in the top of the 8th inning. Again, glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball. The teams will conclude their series tomorrow, and the only time they'll meet again this year is if Fresno makes it to the postseason. Modesto's already won the first half, and by virtue have clinched a playoff berth. Fresno looking to win the second half. Of course, San Jose, the team that they are chasing, who lost tonight. So Fresno needs to find a way to win this game. Get some energy. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Good location from Becker, as Sweetspell way ahead of it. Runner at second with one out. Luis Sweetspell 1-for-3. Austin Becker comes set, looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch from Becker, and it's a ball just outside. Counted 2 balls and 1 strike. Went to the breaking ball that just missed, trying to clip the outside portion. Tomorrow, a Save Mart Sunday, 5:05 p.m. first pitch. Here comes the 2-1 from Becker. Ty Pete dancing over at second base. The pitch is fouled off. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies, again, will look for a series win if they don't win tonight. Modesto would look for the series split if they win tonight. But Fresno, of course, would like the win tonight. Not worry about anything tomorrow when it comes to a series win against these pesky Modesto Nuts. As there goes a check on Pete, and he's back safely. Good move from Becker. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. August 17th. Crazy to think we are in August. Game 112 of our season. Here comes the pitch from Becker. Looks back the runner, Pete, again. And another check as he steps off. Another disengagement. Pete getting into the head of Austin Becker. As we have tonight's attendance, 4,030. As the pitch from Becker is a line drive and in a right field, a base hit. Pete's going to look to score. The throw coming in is late. It is now 5-1 Modesto. Luis Suis Bell is third RBI, an RBI single to right field. A big insurance run as Pete scores his third run of the game. You can hear the crowd not happy at all. That is the 8th hit for Modesto. They now lead by 4 as Charlie Pagliarini to the plate. 0-for-1 with a pair of walks as Ty Pete has really changed the momentum of this game. Couple leadoff hits. He also had that double that really set up a home run. As there is a called strike count at 0-1. So Fresno now trails 5-1, and it's a very tough run to allow for the Grizzlies. They lost 5-2 yesterday, and it's looking eerily similar tonight. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike, and the count at 0-2. Becker's allowed a pair of hits and a run now. ERA up to 6.35. He also has 2 strikeouts, though. Here comes the 0-2 from Austin Becker. And it's swung on and missed. He's got 3 strikeouts, second out of the inning, both via the K. And here comes Ricardo Cova, 2-for-3 and 2 singles. Fresno will have 9-1-2 due up in the bottom of the 8th inning. Only 3 hits for Fresno's offense tonight. This Grizzlies offense that was rolling, especially over the first couple of games, has gone quiet as there is a foul ball count at 0-1. The Grizzlies won 4-3 in 10 innings, but in that game, 7 hits. The next night, 9 hits, 5 runs. They won 5-3. 7 runs, or 6 runs, 7 hits the night after. They won 6-1. This Grizzlies team will have to find a way. Here comes the 0-1 from Austin Becker. The pitch, there goes the runner, breaking ball, and it's fouled off into the catcher and Perry. Oh, that didn't feel good. Perry was getting up to throw the ball, and instead he got clipped from a baseball. No balls, 2 strikes. Sweet ball was going on the play as Kova looks for his 3rd single or more of this game. Kova is 5'9", 145 pounds. Here comes the 0-2, and it is fouled off as Kova puts it to the right side and out of play. To put in perspective, Kova is the same height that I am, and I weigh about 40 pounds more than he does. That is not a big strike zone to work with. As now a check on Sweet Spell, he's back safely. No balls, 2 strikes. If I'm Becker, strike out Kova. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch from Becker. It is inside. Count at 1-2. Austin Becker trying to clip the upper part of the zone. 5-1 Modesto, top of the 8th inning. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it is a line drive in a center field. Hobson coming in and will make the play to end the inning. But another run for Modesto. Fresno, comeback clause, start in the bottom of the 8th right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the 8th inning, Grizzlies trail 5-1 as Caleb Hobson, who's 0-2, will lead things off at the bottom of this Grizzlies order. It'll be 9-1-2. This is the right part that you want if you're Fresno. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. Count at 1-0. Brian Perez, the lefty for Modesto, back out for another inning of work. A quick 1-2-3 in that 7th inning, as Hobson will take a strike count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the 8th inning, the Grizzlies trail 5-1. Here comes the pitch to Hobson. It's a ball low, 2 balls and a strike. If you're Fresno right now, you are waiting for one pitch only. Do not chase. Here comes the 2-1 from Brian Perez. And there is a big swing and a miss count at 2-2. Good fastball there up in the zone by Brian Perez. Continues to throw tough pitches. Perez, 23 years old, another year with Modesto, continues to be strong on the bump for Modesto late in games. Here's the 2-2 from Perez. Winds and deals. And that is a swing and a miss. Hobson down on strikes again. That is the fourth strikeout for Modesto. They've gone Hobson twice and Wimmer twice. As here comes Aiden Longwell. 0-for-2, a walk and a run. The Grizzlies just can't get anything going these past two nights. Last night, Fresno just 6 hits and 2 runs. Tonight, 1 run, 3 hits. The pitch to Longwell is a called strike count at 0-1. Good location there from Brian Perez. Justin Lohr, our pregame guest in the bullpen, number 22. Here comes the pitch, and that is another strike, 0-2. That painted the outside part of the plate, and Longwell did not go after it. No balls, 2 strikes. Brian Perez looking for back-to-back strikeouts. Longwell looking to get on base. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez. And it is a line drive to left field. The left fielder Kova is there, though. He makes the play, 2 outs. Fresno, another quiet night. Andy Perez, an RBI single. Jason Hitter hits. Braylon Wimmer now to the plate. He's 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. This Grizzlies team, no extra base hits. Their extra baseline is also possibly ending tonight if they can't get an extra base knock. Fresno has an extra base hit in 22 straight games. Here comes the pitch from the lefty and Brian Perez. And it is in there, counted 0-1. Perez continues to pound the strike zone. He is absolutely marking the outside portion of the plate. Counted 0-1. The pitch to Wimmer. Line foul, 0-2. And now a strike away from getting out of this inning without any damage again. Perez has retired all 5 batters he has faced so far. Fresno had trouble with Tyler Goff again. 5 scoreless innings for Goff. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's up the middle for Wimmer, and a base in the center field. A 2-out single. Wimmer has his first hit. That extends his hit streak. 4th hit for Fresno. As Braylon Wimmer has now extended his hit streak to 8 games, his 10th hit in that span. Braylon Wimmer, great job just taking that pitch up the middle. The second baseman, Dorigi, a diving effort. And now to Andy Perez. 1 swing of the bat could really change momentum. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and he will take a hack, come up empty, and the count at 0-1. Great breaking ball from Brian Perez. So Brian Perez versus Andy Perez. We've seen this matchup before as Andy Perez chases another one, 0-2. As we said, don't chase pitches. This Grizzlies team have been very aggressive tonight. Only 4 hits in Fresno. This is a chance to win a game, get back in close to the standings with only 20 games remaining. That 6-game deficit in the division becomes bigger and bigger as Perez will pop this one up in shallow right field. Dorigi goes back and he will make the catch, and the Grizzlies go down quietly in the 8th. They only have 3 outs to play with. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd. Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the ninth inning, Grizzlies trail 5-1 to the Modesto Nuts as Anthony Donofrio will take on left-hander Justin Lohr out of the Fresno bullpen, our pregame guest tonight. Justin Lohr takes over for Austin Becker, worked two innings, two hits, one run. It was earned, no walks in three Ks. As the first pitch misses low, one ball and no strikes. Justin Lohr on the bump, the left-hander out of LSU, 13th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2024. As that ball misses low, two balls and no strikes. Lohr, no record, a 13.50 ERA, 6'5", 214 pounds. Lohr in his third game. Here comes the pitch. That is outside. Count at three balls and no strikes. This Grizzlies team have been hurt by the leadoff batter who have reached in the past couple of innings. Modesto, three runs, and that's sixth the difference tonight. Here comes the pitch. And that is outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk to start the frame. Fourth walk by Fresno staff as here comes catcher Junior Gonzalez. Belor's fourth game out of the bullpen. One hole, no saves. Lohr's second appearance in this series. Pitched a few nights ago, one inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, and one K. So first base runner allowed for Lohr. Here comes the pitch. Inside, one ball and no strikes. He's thrown five pitches, five balls. Justin Lohr from Minneapolis, Minnesota, 21 years old. Grew up a Joe Nathan fan, the former Fresno Grizzlies right-hander. An all-star, one of the best closers to ever play the game of baseball. Joe Nathan, one of my favorite closers when I was younger. And for Justin Lohr and a lot of youngsters in that area, Joe Nathan was someone you looked up to. And people didn't know that he was a Fresno Grizzly and was a farmhand of the Giants back in the day. As the mound visit between Perry and Lohr end, Fresno, for their fourth straight game, have used five-plus pitchers. Actually, all five games of this series they have. Here comes the pitch from Lohr, and that's a ground ball. This could be two. It's going to go five, four, three, and it gets away from Longwell. He couldn't make the play, and it's a fielder's choice. Mendez over to Tucker to get the lead man, and Donofrio, one out runner at first. It's here comes second baseman Carter Dorigi, and that was a perfect double play opportunity. And I don't know if the throw was off or if Longwell never saw it, but they're going to try to turn two again with Dorigi, who's 0 for 3 tonight. Ninth inning, Fresno will have 4-5-6 due up in the ninth. Brian Perez looks like it might be his ninth inning, as there is a called strike counted 0-1. There is no action in either bullpen. There is just one arm for Modesto, who is just slowly getting loose. Here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike. Counted 0-2. Good breaking ball there from the left-hander in Lohr. Lohr led the LSU Tigers in relief appearances relied on heavily down with the Tigers in the SEC and, of course, during their run in the tourney. As that is called strike three. Good location in Dorigi. Down on strikes. First strikeout for Justin Lohr. Second out of the inning. And here comes the DH, Carlos Jimenez. Jimenez tonight, 0 for 3, a walk and a run scored. And if you're Justin Lohr, you need to get this out. And now it looks like they're going to have a pinch hitter. It's Curtis Washington Jr., who will pinch hit now. It's number 6, Curtis Washington Jr. So they're going to go with the lefty-righty matchup. Washington Jr. only one start so far this series. As Lohr comes set, here's the pitch. And that is outside. One ball and no strikes. So Curtis Washington Jr., and he'll come into the game into the ninth inning, bomb the ninth. But the question is if he'll play in the center fielder as the DH as he fouls it off, count at 1-1. Curtis Washington Jr., 6'2", 180 pounds, 24 years old. Drafted by the Mariners in the 19th round in 2022. A great defender, outstanding speed. The bat is trying to come around. Had his first professional homer just last week as there's a strike count at 1-2. It's a learning curve, though, for a lot of these players, high school or college, going into professional baseball, trying to perfect their craft. It is not easy, this game of baseball. This Grizzlies team needs 4 runs to the bottom of the ninth, or else the Grizzlies will have to win the series tomorrow. That's in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. With San Jose's loss tonight, the Grizzlies 5.5 games back. They will have to walk it off for the second time this week. Visalia beat Rancho Cucamonga 4-3. They're now at 500 this year. Visalia trying to inch their way towards the postseason. As here comes the 2-2 from Lohr. And that is inside. Count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fresno, runner at first with 2 outs, looking for a 0. Curtis Washington Jr. wants to score. Junior Gonzalez, the runner at first. Lohr looks back the runner. Here comes his pitch. And it is a check swing, and he went around, and that will end the inning. Great pitch from Lohr, and we head to the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies, one final opportunity to win this game.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the ninth, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 5-1 here at Chuck Chancey Park. Luis Mendez, 1-for-2. A single and a walk will lead things off. Here comes the pitch from Brian Perez. It's a called strike, count at 0-1. The lefty for Modesto, 2 innings of work. He's allowed just 1 hit, has 1K, but has continued to throw strikes. As Mendez, ready to go, swing and a miss, 0-2. And so far, they've not been able to figure out Perez. That fastball only at 90 miles per hour, and the Grizzlies just swinging over the top of it. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez. It's outside, 1-2. The Grizzlies look to walk it off tonight. They walked it off on Tuesday, 4-3 in 10 innings. As the count had no balls, or 1 ball and 2 strikes, the pitch to Mendez. It is swung on and missed. Not even close. That is the second strikeout for Brian Perez. First out of the inning, and here comes right fielder Felix Tena. Tena tonight, 0-for-3, 2 flyouts, and a double play. As the Grizzlies really look lost tonight. This Fresno team had tons of energy in the pregame today, in their batting practice session. Nothing for the game so far. So there's a strike count at 0-1. After losing 5-2 yesterday, it's 5-1 tonight. This Grizzlies team have an opportunity to gain ground. They won on Tuesday on a walk-off. As here's a ground ball to third. It goes foul, count at 0-2. They won on Wednesday. They won on Thursday. Tons of momentum. Last night lost. Tonight has not gone well for Fresno. This Grizzlies team, Saturdays, they've played so well this year, too. This is unlike Fresno, and now a loss would still keep them 6 games back in the divisions. Here's a ground ball. Third baseman, Luis Swiesbel. Home run and a couple big plays. There's the second out. It goes 5-3. And now it's down to Jason Hinchman, 1-for-3 tonight. This Grizzlies team, lackluster performance. Let's see if they have 2-out rally magic. If not, Fresno will stay 6 back with 19 to go. And it starts to get a little bit scarier here in the division. Now, of course, the Grizzlies still have San Jose to finish the year, but they don't want to have to win every game just to stay alive. There's a strike count at 0-1. And Brian Perez continues to just throw strikes, 24 pitches. Or 30 pitches, 24 strikes. Here comes the 0-1. Perez ready to go. The pitch, it is a check swing, and Hinchman did go around. 0-2. The Grizzlies down their final strike. They have looked quiet, especially against Brian Perez, who is just one after another. Out, out, out. Here's the 0-2. The pitch on its way, and the Grizzlies will stay alive for one more pitch. That ball just missed. 1 ball and 2 strikes. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for the postgame show. It'll be a quick one as Fresno looks for a series win again tomorrow. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And he will come up empty. That ball to the backstop. He will reach. Stays alive for one more batter. It's Darius Perry. So that is the third strikeout for Brian Perez, but a wild pitch allows Hinchman to reach. So runner at first with 2 outs, and it's Darius Perry 0-for-2 with a walk. Been a quiet series for Perry as he looks for a hit. Perry in this series has just 1 hit, 1-for-10. The pitch is inside, count at 1-0. Tevin Tucker to follow. Fresno with 2 outs. Can they find a way? Bottom of the lineup's going to have to get it done. Perez comes set the pitch. And it's a called strike, count at 1-1. Good pitch at the bottom of the zone. The catcher, Gonzalez, catching that ball so quickly. You don't even know if he even threw a strike with how quickly he's pulling his glove back. Here comes the 1-1 from Brian Perez. And it's a ground ball to third, foul. And the Grizzlies, once again, down to their final strike. Throw another wild pitch. I dare you. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first, two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning, Grizzlies trail 5-1. Fresno just a run in the sixth inning. RBI single from Andy Perez. As that's way outside and the count at two balls and two strikes. Again, Fresno, if they can find a way to load the bases, Caleb Hobson, Aiden Longwell would be the batters at that opportunity. 2-2 to Perry. The pitch. And it's outside, count full, three balls and two strikes. And all of a sudden, Fresno feeling something. A little bit of change. Maybe if Perry can get on, gives an opportunity for Tucker. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch to Perry. And it is swung on and missed, and that will do it. Brian Perez, outstanding to end this game. Modesto's won back-to-back, and Fresno, their playoff hopes get a little bit tougher as they had a chance to win tonight. They fall 5-1 postgame right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Jassy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Jassy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd. Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jassy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going? Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Jassy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Jassy Park as your Fresno Grizzlies fall to the Modesto Nuts 5-1. A very quiet, uneventful night again for your Grizzlies, who dropped to 21-26 in the second half. Same record as Modesto in the second half. Fresno 59-53, Modesto 62-49. Modesto 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 5 left on base. Fresno 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base. The winning pitcher is Tyler Goff, now 7-3. The loss to Brian Mena, He is now 0-2. Save to Brian Perez, his third. Time of the game, 2 hours and 26 minutes. Paid crowd of 4,030. Tonight's scoring plays, let's go through them. And for Modesto, they took a 1-0 lead. Carson Jones, an RBI single. He had a great defensive game as well. Jones made 5 of the first 6 catches in center field. Carson Jones was at it again. A sacrifice fly made it 2-0. Luis Sweetspell, that 2-run homer, was the difference. That was off Ulloa. 4-0 Modesto. Andy Perez extended his hit streak to 15 games. An RBI single made it 4-1. And then Luis Sweetspell, an RBI single. Sweetspell and Jones doing the damage tonight for Modesto, 5-1. Sweetspell, 2 hits. Kova, 2 hits. Ty Pete, 3 hits. They had 7 of the 8 hits. Jones, the other. Jones, 2 RBI. Sweetspell, 3 RBI. It really was 4 batters for Modesto. On the other side for Fresno, just 4 hits. Andy Perez, the big RBI. Mendez, a hit. Wimmer, a hit. And Jason Hinchman, a hit. The rest of the offense, very quiet for Fresno. On the pitching side of things, Brian Mena, outstanding. A career-high 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 4 Ks. Fidel Ulloa left with an injury. He allowed a run on 2 hits. And then Tyler Hoffman, a third of an inning with a strikeout. Austin Becker, 2 innings with 3 strikeouts, allowed 1 run. Justin Lohr struck out a pair in a clean frame. On the other side for Modesto, Tyler Goff, 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, 2 Ks. A run allowed by Gage Bohm in the 6th. Brian Perez, his 3rd save, 3 innings of shutout baseball, 1 hit, and 4 Ks. Easy peasy for Brian Perez. So the Grizzlies fall 5-1. They stay 6 games back in the California League North Division standings. San Jose trounced today. Fresno had an opportunity and did not take advantage. They'll be back tomorrow to win the series again as they give the ball to their Brian Perez, the right-hander, a 4-6 record, a 4.25 ERA. He'll be countered by Modesto right-hand pitcher Pedro de Costa Limos, a 4-2 record, a 3.64 ERA. First pitch at 5:05 p.m. as we wrap up this 6-game series, the final regular season matchup against Modesto, which could be as well the last matchup ever against the Modesto Nuts, as they have already said they will not be back at John Thurman Field next year. The only way these two teams match up again would be in the postseason. Your Grizzlies need to win tomorrow. They need to win pretty much here on out and need San Jose to continue to lose. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. A big thank you to all of our partners and to Verse for putting on tonight's broadcast. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.